Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. The question that I'm asking today is, where is our free stuff? That's the question that some Americans are asking. Although we know that nothing is free, there's really nothing in this world that's free. Everything costs money. But there are many Americans in need who are watching our tax dollars pay for housing, food, and other services for the migrants. Americans are watching. Americans in need are watching, and they are seeing our tax dollars going towards the migrants. The migrants continue to get free stuff. But the migrants recently arrived in the U.S. They have not contributed to America. In fact, the migrants are here illegally. They entered the United States by crossing the southern border. And yet, the migrants continue to get free stuff. Free for them, but not free for the American taxpayers. So there's severe injustice in society, my friends. And it's all because of the Democrats and their open border and sanctuary city policies. When American seniors watch how their tax dollars are being spent on the illegal immigrants, how do those senior citizens feel? They feel the injustice in society. When American veterans see that the illegal immigrants are getting free stuff, but those who served our country, the men and women of the military, those who served our country are not getting the services that they need. We know that there's injustice in society. And this situation was created by the Biden administration. This crisis could have been avoided. The American seniors are suffering. The American veterans are suffering. There are American children living in poverty. But they're not getting the help that they need. But the migrants are getting lots and lots and lots of free stuff. We went from being America first under Donald Trump to America last under Joe Biden. And one has to ask the question, why are the migrants getting all the free stuff? Why are the migrants getting priority when there are so many Americans in need? Why are the migrants getting all the taxpayer-funded benefits while they have not paid taxes? Why are the migrants being favored by the left-wing politicians? These are questions that you have to think about. And so, many Americans in need who worked hard, who paid taxes, who contributed to the growth and success of our nation, many Americans are now facing financial challenges, but they are not getting much help. But foreign nationals who are here illegally, those who crossed the southern border to enter our country illegally, those who disregarded the rule of law, they are receiving tons and tons of taxpayer-funded services. They are getting free housing, they are getting free food, they are getting free medical care and free transportation and a lot more. A lot more. It is shocking to see how liberal politicians are completely engaged in funding more and more and more and more services for the illegal immigrants using American tax dollars. In New York, the Democrats allocated $2.4 billion for the migrants in the latest state budget. This is New York state budget. $2.4 billion. allocated for the migrants. In Chicago, the left-wing politicians allocated $70 million additional dollars on top of $300 million that they already allocated for the migrants. My friends, I continue to talk about these issues because it's important for people to know what's going on in our country, what's going on in communities across the United States, communities in which the Democrats are in charge, communities in which the left-wing politicians are in charge. It's important to realize how the left-wing politicians continue to put America last. I want to raise awareness, my friends. I want to share the facts. I want people to understand that left-wing politicians and their policies are destroying our country. We cannot afford the madness that we are now witnessing in our country. We cannot afford the crazy policies of the left. We cannot afford the America Last policies of the Biden administration. This administration, the Biden administration, this administration is systematically putting Americans last. They don't care about us. The Biden administration and its left-wing allies only care about illegal immigrants. So going back to the question, where is our free stuff? There is no free stuff for the American people. There is no help for the American people who are struggling. There is no help for the American citizens who are in need. The only people who are getting free stuff are the illegal immigrants, the illegals. By the way, they are not newcomers, as the Biden administration likes to call them. They are not newcomers. They are illegal immigrants or illegal aliens. It is unbelievably sad to see how resources are being redistributed in society. That's exactly what the Biden administration and its Democratic allies and its left-wing allies are doing. They are redistributing resources in society. The dollars that the American people worked hard for are now being taken away from them and given to the illegal immigrants. And each and every single day, we are witnessing redistribution of resources in society. We are witnessing how the American middle class is shrinking. We are witnessing how the low-income Americans are moving further and further towards financial insolvency. They are facing financial challenges. And on the other hand, the illegal immigrants are getting lots and lots and lots of free stuff. They are becoming used to all the free stuff. They are becoming dependent on all the free stuff. Once again, free for the illegal immigrants and paid for by the American taxpayers. My friends, how much longer will this continue? How much longer will American citizens face such injustice? That's why, my friends, I keep saying that we need to focus on November 2024. That's when we have the opportunity to elect Donald Trump. We have an opportunity to restore sanity. We have an opportunity to restore common sense. We have an opportunity to elect a leader who loves America. And that leader is Donald Trump. We must reject the crazy policies of the left. We must reject the economic madness that we are now facing as American citizens. We have to elect a leader who puts America first, a leader who will secure the southern border and stop the influx of illegal immigrants. We need a leader who loves our country, and that leader is Donald Trump. Donald Trump, my friends. we must elect Donald Trump. Thank you for continuing to listen to my podcast. Please share with me your thoughts. Share with me your comments. Share with me your views and opinions. Visit my website, tossifanam.net. If you want to email me, my email address is the following, tossif@tossifanam.net. You can also find me on social media. You'll find me on Facebook, Instagram, the X app, formerly known as Twitter. You will also find me on Truth Social. So get in touch with me, share with me your thoughts, and thank you for continuing to listen to my podcast. I hope to be back again soon with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.